Conqueror shuddered again, though not because of the assault railing upon its shields. From ridged battlements and armored ports along the warship's hull, a tide of what looked like spears burst out into the void. Each of the lances was the size of a smaller escort ship in its own right, and of the dozen fired, seven punctured home in the hulls of alien vessels. Once impaled, the immense spears became active, locking to their prey's ravaged insides with magnetic fusion. But while they were effective against conventional foes, the alien vessels were forged from synthetics beyond mere metal. Two of the ships managed to slide free, dragging their ruined carcasses away from the Imperial warship, their cores holed right through and open to space. They were the lucky ones. The five Eldar cruisers, still impaled, shook as they were dragged off course, stalling in the void. Their engines burned in silent heat, but each of them remained anchored in place. The spears driven through their bodies were more than projectiles, lances launched to cripple. They were harpoons fired to claim prey. With malicious slowness, the Conqueror recoiled its spears. The lances began to ratchet back towards the vessel that fired them, dragged home on massive chains. Only the World Eaters would deploy something so barbarous and primitive on such a scale. And only the World Eaters would make such crude weaponry into something so efficient. Link by link, the Conqueror dragged the five ships closer, its massive engines straining against their stagnant thrust. The other Eldar raiders broke away, finding it increasingly difficult to fire at the Imperial warship, now using five of their own ships as barriers to protect itself. One ship sought to cut its flailing kindred free, focusing its weapons on the great chains reaching between the Conqueror and its prey. Diving close enough to fire brought it within range of the warship's laser batteries, and the Eldar Raiders' shimmering shields collapsed in an anemic sigh. A moment later, the vessel itself came apart under the Conqueror's rage. Angron watched all of this taking place, a smile on the slit of his lips.
Release the hounds!
Boarding pods spat from the Conqueror's hull, crossing the short distance in the blink of an eye, and disgorging World Eaters into the bowels of the impaled Eldar vessels.
Retract the Ursa's claws that fail to strike! Khan!
Sire.
Come with me. Let us greet these Eldar.